The title comes from something that was shouted at me by one of the rioters in the Brixton riot in 1981. And the significance of it is the fact that it was one of the most frightening experiences of my whole career, in that once it was shouted, there was laughter by this rioter, and then a petrol bomb was thrown at me, which was the first time I'd experienced that, and certainly the last time. But either way, it was a very, very frightening experience, and it will stay with me for forever.
Tell us a bit about why you ended up joining the force.
I was absolutely passionate about joining the police, and that I used to, as a child, and I was a child in care at the time, I used to watch police drama, I used to like sleuthing, I even got involved in solving a crime when the children's home that I was in got broken into and the burglar went off into the night. And the following morning I was out walking with my dog and saw the figure asleep on a park bench, and I recognised him as the burglar who'd broken in the night before.
So that had a very big impact on you then to join the police force. And did you ever think that you would experience some of the things you went on to experience, though, particularly when we're talking about racism, like you've mentioned with the Brixton riots?
I loved policing, but I didn't like the racism. And racism was commonplace within society generally. And yeah, all in all, it was very difficult dealing with racism, both from certain colleagues. So not all the police officers were racist, clearly. The other problem I got and the other challenge was the vitriol I got from certain members of the black community when I went out on the streets. These individuals saw me as a traitor and would shout that and shout abuse.
Did you ever consider giving up the job?
A lot of black officers quit the Met, and at one stage, certainly after I'd been in the police 10 years, that I was an inspector. And the wastage rate in terms of the numbers of black and Asian officers lost to the force, and it was a force of 30,000 staff, the wastage rate was four times higher amongst black and Asian staff. And that created a serious problem, because it's quite obvious that if that trajectory had continued, then there would be no black and Asian staff left. So I and some colleagues were very keen to set up a support organisation, which is called the Black Police Association. Quite controversial in its day, but it's still there after 25 years.
Something you there, obviously, that you can be very proud of, that that's still continuing, and you did stick with the force, and you rose up through the ranks. And of course, we know you very well here in Kent for being our Chief Constable. Did you enjoy your time here?
I loved my time as Chief Constable. I thoroughly enjoyed the warm welcome I received and the thanks I got when I left. I put my all into reducing crime throughout the county. I loved working in the county itself, and I've always felt very supported.
You were the first black chief constable, still the only one. What do you think that says?
Well, I'm very disappointed that there aren't other black chief constables that have followed. I've met lots of very talented people who I thought would become chief constables, and certainly they were qualified and experienced enough, but for one reason or another, they haven't made it, and that's very disappointing.
Now, as we move ever closer to Brexit, is it something that concerns you?
Yes, I mean, I think Brexit will bring a lot of challenges for the police and policing generally, and the country. I mean, my book and the overriding theme running through the book is about belonging, and there's nothing worse than feeling an outsider. And with the issues of Brexit, there's lots of people, and race is not the only sort of issue. That there's lots of people who I think, as part of the discussion of Brexit, have been made to feel outsiders. And the one thing I know from having run two big organisations now is that if you make people feel included, you make them feel part of the organisation, and they feel a sense of belonging, they feel accepted, and that they can influence the actual direction of that organisation or the country, that you get so much more out of them, particularly if you're trying to deliver a service to the public.